Let's bring out the brooms one more time. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State. The brooms were out. K-State, when was rolling, took the brooms and put them to Creighton. Does that sound familiar? We just swept Creighton in baseball, right? And now, last weekend, women's rowing took care of business against the Blue Jays in Creighton in the rowing game. How about that? The K-State women's rowing team completed the sweep. 5 first-place finishes over Creighton in the duel last weekend in Omaha, Nebraska, folks. So we definitely own Creighton. we talked about it a little bit on a recent weekly episode 154. We own KU still, except for one time. Record of 5-1 in the calendar year of sports. Now you add Creighton. Creighton can't beat us in baseball, or can't beat us in the water, folks. Patrick Sweeney, the head coach of the women's rowing team for Kansas State, in a press release after the dual win over Creighton. Sweep, clean sweep. Quote, the team did really well this weekend, and they have continued to show up every time we race. Then Coach Sweeney continues. Quote, it's been a difficult year given some of our race day conditions and lack of water time, but we've been impressed of how our athletes have handled everything. It was a good weekend that we plan to build from as we look ahead to finish the season strong, end quote there. Race day temps here, looks like it was in the 30s with wind and snow, of course. gotta be in the Midwest, baby. Ain't spring yet, baby. What are you doing with that? Obviously, winds, you're dealing with that every day, especially here so far this year with brutal-ass winds, whether it's running half marathons, talking about myself or working in these conditions, snow, yeah, we're still going to get it here and there, and won't be surprised. You don't know what you're going to get in Midwest, baby. Somebody told me that, and you're damn straight about that. I know that from almost a decade living in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. So that does not surprise. Conditions caused the race to be shifted, to be moved up because, yeah, the weather was absolutely terrible. And speaking of terrible, I'm going way off the track. In Olathe last weekend for half marathon. And boy, oh boy, they told me, my friends that I run with, they told me it was worse last year. Well, I thought it was worse last weekend. doing all that. This is why I did not want, mainly, I was supposed to train for a marathon at all this year. But yes, I'm in the middle of training for grandma's still, which is in the middle of June, right? So everybody's saying about the middle Minnesota weather, you don't know what you're getting up there either. Well, running all these damn marathons in these horrible conditions got me ready. So I'm not going to be I'm not going to be tuning in this weather stuff because half time I race marathons, it's either wind, cold as get out, windy, rainy. I've been through it all. I haven't gotten to that perfect day that everybody's talking about in these marathons, but I digress. But kudos to the K-State women's rowing team for standing up strong and taking down Creighton in all aspects of this duel. Rachel Harmon, sophomore for K-State, she also commented on the weather conditions. Quote, weather conditions were less than ideal at race time this morning. And she goes on to say, right from Rachel, quote, there was snow and a very strong wind that made the open water on the course very tough. We'll take a timeout here in a sec. Back here on the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State. Eddie Greer, the women's rowing edition, rolls on, folks, as K-State swept Creighton over the weekend in Omaha, Nebraska there. And finishing up the sophomore Rachel Harmon quote here, the quote, there was snow and a very strong wind that made the open water on a course very tough to get through. Well, all right, well, you're wide open. I can't imagine that. You're wide open on the water, and you got to deal with 20-25 mile an hour winds. That could be miserable, especially given the conditions. You got to wait till May to actually feel spring, in my opinion. This is exactly to finish my other point, this is exactly why I didn't want to sign for a marathon in April, because, or March for that matter, because you don't know what you're going to get. It could be cold, it could be nice, and the next thing you know, Saturday, it's the weekend, and you're getting brutal ass winds and cold and all that stuff. Oh, this is getting off the rails. This is already off the rails, but I'm fired up here on this podcast. She was part of the team that was one of five teams that beat Creighton, the one varsity 8-6-56. Let's just go through it, through the times here, and this is going to be really quick. I'm not going to go through all the lineups because we know by now what they are, but we're going to highlight one lineup here that for the victory here. It's going to be the first varsity 8-plus here over Creighton, then the second varsity team beat Creighton by 10 seconds, then the first varsity 4 over Creighton, 807-839. Second varsity 4, beat Creighton. They crushed Creighton in this one, 756-908. And then the third varsity 8 team beat Creighton's team by 39 seconds, 8 minutes flat. Creighton, 8 minutes, 39 seconds there as well. And we're going to highlight Rachel Harmon's team here. If I can scroll back up here. So... the first varsity 1, varsity 8 plus. We'll highlight these ladies again here on this pod to wrap things up. Paige Fox, sophomore Coxswain, excuse me. And we already mentioned Rachel Harmon a lot on this pod. Jordan Gerken and Orion. Madison Kohler, junior Patricia Hokinson, senior Madison Jensen, and freshman Bianca Wohlmeister. And junior Adela Schaefer was on that team as well. So we highlight that team, and we just go ahead and add on this team as well. Then we're going to wrap it up here. The second varsity 8 team features senior Coxswain, Lauren Plum, sophomore Grayson McLean, junior Kaylee Kleinschmidt, freshman Sylvia Cunningham, sophomore Simone Simmons, Madeline Barrett, Jaden Brandt, freshman Kate Packerbeer, and freshman Tatum Alexander there with that 714 that came in the second varsity 8-plus as well. So there you go. We're going to cut it right to the chase, folks, on that. Congrats to all. I know I didn't get to all the teams, but we just highlighted the five matches there. That is good enough for this podcast. So K-State was rolling. A lot of momentum right now. And I don't know when their next little duel or competition is going to be. But you know, this team's coming off of two golds and a silver. They've been doing some good work here this year, despite all they've been through. We talked about it on this podcast, a little bit more in depth about, you know, not enough water time and all this stuff, dealing with crappy weather. And yet, K-State Women's Rowing has persevered and really has performed. It's just simple as it is, and a perfect example. Over the weekend, you take down, not only you take down Creighton, but you sweep them. So there you go on that. So congratulations to head coach Patrick Sweeney and his team, K-State Women's Rowing team. Clean sweep across the board against Creighton. We own Creighton here in the spring semester of sports. We swept Creighton on the baseball diamond recently. Creighton, they didn't even score a run. And here, in this case here, hey, I'm just telling what it is. So, hey, I like to be blunt. So, hey, yeah, like I said, you don't want to get a drone or what is it? I can't think of it right now, but what is the phrase here? If you don't want to get rolled on, you gotta step on win. And Creighton couldn't get anything going on the diamond, or they can't get anything in the water. That's just too bad for them. But good thing for us that we have good teams that can get things done. In case they was rowing, did exactly that by a clean sweep in Omaha, Nebraska. 5-0 pretty much there in that duel against Creighton over the weekend. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you find your podcast. You enjoy what you're hearing, or this is your first time listening to this podcast, boy, you come on a good time. Appreciate you for checking us out, downloading this episode. Next thing you need to do, you love what you're hearing and you love your K-State sports, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast there. And the third thing, tell a friend, tell a fellow alumni, tell your classmates, tell your roommates, everybody about this podcast. 5-plus days a week. When the summer officially comes here, we're going to slow it down to 3, maybe 2, but we'll see about that, because I know last year we slowed it down a little bit given to not enough, like, not enough action going on, but there's still a lot going on. Men's golf going on right now with their Big 12 Championship Tournament right now, as they focus on performing better what they did in the spring, as well as basketball, football recruiting going on both men and women, men's football continuing to go to work there. So there's still stuff going on. But when the summer hits, we're probably going to shift to 3 days a week there and kind of relax a little bit before the anticipation of football comes right around the corner. It's going to be here for you know it, obviously, the Big 12 Champs 2022, Chris Klieman and the Kansas State football team. Well, that's going to do it on this postcast, K-State Women's Rowing Edition, the Pro Project Podcast, the PPPD. Eddie Greer, go cast. You've been listening to another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. We'll talk to you later on this week. And don't forget, episode 154, make sure you've already downloaded, listened to it. I've given you, at this time, plenty of time, because we got some special here coming up. We will be recording episode 155 coming up this week. We got something for you, so you want to make sure you tune in for that. Go Cats.